to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband. Still trying to reconcile with the lady he committed his life to, who committed her life to me. Recall that? It's been a few years, hasn't it? But the commitments don't end, and you recall the idea of, we committed for better or worse, richer or poorer, sickness and health, till death do us part. Yes, again, I understand. That is the Book of Common Prayer. But the idea that marriage ends with death is the Bible. But anyway, I'm going to start calling a little bit earlier simply because it's automatically deleted anyway. But also, I'm trying to get to bed a little bit earlier, and I have too many things to do still. But I watched a description was Al Jazeera visiting the U.S. Bagram air base in Afghanistan. This is the one where just at night we just vanished. We had the place, and you know, huge place, and just suddenly overnight we didn't tell anybody, we left. And apparently, one of the reasons for that, we had a huge prison there. Several people who were in that prison are now free, and they went back because they're now part of the Taliban military. They went back and described a lot of things and showed the prison cells. It's been described as the Afghan version of Guantanamo Bay. And it's fascinating because this is a huge prison, and the cells have, you know, massive doors on them. And it has a couple other things that was designed into the cell. The ceiling is designed so you can pound on it and makes a huge sound in the cell to drive people a little bit nuts. Apparently, they do have specific air conditioning units in order to cool the cell in the winter and heat it in the summer. You know, I've described the cold room torture that the U.S. Government does that... his name escapes me. John Kiriakou exposed, and you know, because of the fact he exposed the fact that the U.S. government by policy uses torture techniques, including the cold room stuff. Well, apparently, we did it in large scale in Afghanistan, and they had the sound systems. They also described where. They would have scantily clad women doing things, leading them to the bathroom and whatnot in order to, someone who actually subscribed to the Quran would find that offensive. And of course, one of the techniques we use constantly is in order to destroy a country, the thing you bring in is pornography. And apparently they did big time in that prison because that destroys the culture. It was done in Afghanistan, done in Iraq, and no doubt other places. That's the U.S. government. That is our government. And, you know, I've made the analogy. What's the difference between the U.S. government and the institutional church? Nothing. It's really nothing. Because the coldness of the heart that it takes to do that is just amazing. And one of the other concerns I have is, as it's been described for decades, when you go into a country and do the things we've done, and act so cruel as we've done. The numbers are used, and apparently there is some evidence that this is reasonably close. Every person you kill, you generate 10 more terrorists. Every terrorist you kill. Simply because when you destroy families and whatnot, as we did with the last drone attack, the last admitted drone attack, we have generated a massive army of people who are going to come, who are going to desire to cause the U.S. harm. And I really wonder, as the U.S., I mean, the evidence of the U.S. demise is becoming overwhelming. We are becoming the laughingstock on the world stage in so many ways. We're simply losing the edge that we've had. And I wonder about my kids. What are they going to be like? You know, it's interesting. You look at what's happening in Australia, because they are really leading the pack in the Five Eyes countries, the English speaking, on the authoritarian nature of the lockdowns and things of that nature, the amount of arrests they do of people, and the treatment of people because they don't get a vaccine or things of that nature is horrendous. There have been some pretty big protests, and some of them have turned to riots. But of course, the other thing is fascinating, because they had a huge protest by construction workers. And what they did is say, okay, the news agencies took drones, you know, the little camera drones, to fly over the crowd. And the government said, you can't do that anymore, because they don't want to let the people know how big of a crowd it is. The censorship is amazing. It's just like trying to censor, a dad trying to talk to his kids to reconcile with his wife. Gee, what did I say earlier about the difference between the U.S. government or governments in general and the institutional church? Nothing, right? They're both, as I've described it, cold-hearted killers. But then there's the grace of God and what it is to follow the Lord, our Creator. I would like to share that with somebody in my family, especially my lady, Dorothy Jane. I love you.